This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Here in Los Angeles, two recent incidents of alleged police abuse have caused an uproar. In both cases, arresting police officers were caught on videotape repeatedly striking black suspects with long metal flashlights. To ease tensions, police and city leaders met yesterday with community members at 25 discussion groups around the city. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco attended some of them, and she has this report.
The so-called Day of Dialogue began with Police Chief William Bratton addressing the Chamber of Commerce. He gave an update of the investigations, and he explained that the LAPD, the Sheriff's Department, a federal police inspector, and even the FBI continue to look into the alleged abuses. Chief Bratton said the department is being reformed.
The irony of this department is probably better trained than any department in America, probably better monitored than any place because of the federal monitor IG, as well as the department's own protocols for the bureaucracy of investigating the use of force. And so it's ironic that they end up getting into so much trouble.
The videotaped beatings are just the latest highly publicized allegations of police abuse in Los Angeles. And this is not the first time Angelenos have held similar dialogues after other cases involving the LAPD. In yesterday's discussion groups, top brass from the department listened as young people, business and church leaders, community activists and parents talked about their continued mistrust of the police.
I've had many incidents with the police. I've been pulled over. My hands have been put on a hot car.
In Watts, Janine Watkins, the mother of six children, said as far as she's concerned, the LAPD is just another gang.
LAPD is out here mistreating our children. The incident that just happened isn't anything new. Beating him with the flashlight wasn't a big deal because there's people in this neighborhood who have been beat worse, and the city has been silent about it. Maybe because they didn't have money to sue, maybe because the camera wasn't there, but the young men and women on the street know the real story.
At the Homeboy Industries Job Training Center in the Boyle Heights neighborhood, one former gang member named Joe told the L.A. sheriff and local police commanders what he and others think of them.
We have a bad taste in our mouth when it comes to cops.
And one of the division commanders, Lieutenant Bill Fierro, tried to explain what goes through officers' minds.
The perspective that the youth in here had were that they would run from the police for fear of being struck or beat. And the officers had fear of themselves when they're chasing the suspect, not knowing what they're chasing. And the rage or the rush of adrenaline at the end of this chase and what happens on both sides.
Across town at the Stop the Violence, Increase the Peace Center in Englewood, the dialogue continued, this time between young Latinos and blacks and a very candid Englewood Police Lieutenant Alex Bettis.
Do some police brutalize people? Yes.
Mostly the black people.
Well, I can take you to other parts of town where there's Latinos. The Latinos will say,
yeah,
no, it's Latinos.
They're not beating up no white people. I'm having a white neighborhood. They ain't beating up on no white people at all. They're not hitting them upside the head.
When something goes wrong, when a police officer does something wrong, somebody should, whether it's caught on videotape or not, somebody should be calling it to our attention. I'll gladly give you my number. If you got any problem, you can call me.
People are scared. You don't want to, you know what I'm saying, sit there and you tell the, I seen the police officer beat this young man over here. You're scared the police might come back and start saying something to you. You say something else, we won't come after you then.
What I would ask from you is to be just a little bit patient with us because this is some groundbreaking work. And attitudes are not changed overnight. Some of these things have been going on for a long time.
After the discussion, 18-year-old Dwayne Carter said the dialogue was just a start. He said it's clear there needs to be a change in the culture of the police.
I spoke my mind. I gave him something to think about, and I'm just waiting to see what the feedback is. Gotta wait to see what's going on.
As the police continued their probe, more days of dialogue are planned. Organizers say until the conflicts are resolved, they'll keep gathering together both sides, the cops and the community. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.